This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, training begins for a new teacher evaluation system in New York City. The Department of Education says the existing system for rating teachers was around since the 1930s. And after a long battle between the city and the teachers' union, the state has stepped in with a new grading system. Sally Herships reports.
This story isn't supposed to be about standardized tests, but when you evaluate teachers, it often means testing students. Even kindergartners in gym class in Ohio are now getting tested.
But on questions like, when you hop, you land on the same foot, and when you skip, you move one leg and then the other. True or false?
Bob Schaefer works with advocacy group Fair Test. He says standardized testing is known to be ineffective.
If the goal of a physical education test is to teach sports skills and lifelong exercise interests, how do you create a pencil and paper test that measures that?
Sandy Jacobs works with the National Council on Teacher Quality. She says not all the new evaluation methods in New York will rely on standardized testing. Unlike Schaefer, she says the tests can be helpful.
The idea that a teacher wants to assess where her students are is central to education.
Both Jacobs and Schaefer do agree on one thing. More schools around the country are evaluating more teachers, which will probably mean more tests for students. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.